a flag rally is brewing at Belfast City Council. Unionists want the Alliance Party to back a campaign to keep the union flag flying from City Hall every day of the year. They expect nationalist proposals to be tabled to limit the flag flying to designated days. Have you ever heard the like of this in your life? More than 15,000 unionists have signed a petition opposing any change. It's expected the looming controversy will come to a head before Christmas. In a newsletter article at the weekend, the Belfast DUP councillor Christopher Stalford claimed there is what he called a shameful scheme to remove the flag of our country from the City Hall. The DUP councillor and MLA, William Humphrey, with us today. Good morning to you, Mr. Humphrey. Good
morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Sinn Féin councillor Jim McVeigh. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the councillor, Mara Hendren from Alliance. Hello, Mara.
Hello, Stephen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the big controversy here, William?
Well, obviously, there is a survey that has been conducted, an EQI by the council, relating to the flag, driven by the nationalist parties. We as unionists and representing the British people in this city want to see the flag retained. And I think what we have to remember is that this is not an issue that has been raised by any significant number of visitors to the City Hall. This has been an issue that has been raised on the back of a few complaints by a small group of people, some of whom are Sinn Féin members.
Jim McVeigh?
Stephen, how are you doing? Well, Stephen, can I clarify just our position, just what you said at the start of the programme? Our preferred option is to see a civic flag flying over the City Hall, or indeed no flag flying, rather than necessarily the designated days. But we'll see about that whenever the options come before us. Of course, we want to see a City Hall, Stephen, that's modern, progressive, and above all else, most importantly, an inclusive city. And you know as well as I do that flags are used to mark out territory across the city. If you drive across Belfast, across the north, you'll see that flags are used to intimidate people, to exclude people. And we have a ludicrous situation in the City Hall where the Union Jack flies not just over the City Hall 365 days, unlike anywhere else in the north, but also flies over Dumfries Street, over the Ulster Hall as well. And that doesn't happen anywhere else. So our proposal, Stephen, is that there is a sensible compromise. Let's have a civic flag that we can all unite around, or indeed no flag at all.
Do you know what, Jim? Last Wednesday night, I sat in a TV studio and I talked about young people who were unemployed on both sides of the divide. And I talked to young people who were fearful of losing their homes because of the welfare cuts that are kicking in. And some of those young people used the word suicide. And they are absolutely desperate. And I just wonder how many people in Northern Ireland are absolutely, have had this, enough of this. This arguing and this bickering over flags. Do you really think this is a priority for people in Northern Ireland? You know, when they're trying to pay their way, when they're losing jobs, when they're losing their homes, and you lot fighting over flags.
Well, Stephen, we're not fighting over anything. I mean, the course, there are more important
issues. You're fighting over flags.
We're not. I mean, these issues arose because of the DUP got an article into the newsletter trying to wind the situation up. As we face an election in 2014, they're trying to outmanoeuvre the Alliance Party on this issue. So, I mean, this is about the DUP stirring the matter up. We're trying to have a sensible and civil discussion about the future, about a sensible policy around the flying of flags, and indeed the memory. But then, of course, as Councillor Humphreys indicated, last year I wrote to the Chief Executive of the Council, asked him to carry out an equality impact assessment on the flying of the flag, and it found that the current policy was having a negative impact on good relations in the city. Not
William
just among
Humphrey,
staff, but among visitors
William,
as well.
William
and
Humphrey,
it did recommend, sorry, Stephen, it did recommend, this is an important point, the status quo is no longer an option.
William Humphrey, exactly the same point to you. For people in your area, and you know, they're losing their homes, they're losing their jobs, and
yeah,
this is a
Stephen,
fight
I,
about
Stephen,
flags,
met,
about a
I
flag
met,
over the City Hall.
Yeah, I have met a number of people recently, and two members of my own family faced losing their jobs in F.G. Wilson's on the Springfield Road. I deal with those issues day and daily. I'm on this programme because you asked me to come onto this programme. I'm on this programme because Jim McVeigh and his colleagues in Sinn Féin, backed by the SDLP, have called for an ETIA. You see, he says the DUP is whipping it up. The DUP is doing no such thing. We're responding to the ETIA, which Sinn Féin and the SDLP call for in the City Hall. Oh. I make the point again, the majority of people in this city, majority of people who visit the City Hall have no issue with the flag. It's Sinn Féin and the anti-Britishness that Sinn Féin continually peddles in City Hall that are actually raising this issue. Of course we should be dealing with social issues, economic issues, issues facing the ordinary people here in North Belfast. That's exactly what we should be dealing with. So this is a complete red herring by Sinn Féin. The flag should fly, and the flag should fly, and we should get on with getting our jobs
done. These people
done.
Are your partners in government. These people in the Assembly, Sinn Féin, you work with day in, day out in order to get things sorted.
Yes.
And here you are now, and there's this impasse, squaring up for a fight over a flag.
Because there are people in City Hall.
How many years will this have happened in Northern Ireland? Fighting over flags.
Well, there are people. This is not fighting over the flag, Stephen. This is about the issue that Belfast, as a British city, as the regional capital in the United Kingdom of Northern Ireland, receives £4 billion. We in the Northern Ireland receive from the Exchequer £4 billion. We benefit hugely being part of the sixth largest economy in the world. The majority of the people in this city, the majority of people in this country, want to see that flag flying. That's the situation. There shouldn't be a debate. Absolutely not. It's been whipped up. It's been artificially created, in fact, by Sinn Féin, supported by the SDLP. And this is an issue which really, frankly, we should be setting aside. The decision was reached some time ago. It hasn't changed. The ETIA will prove that. And we should get on with governing the country and governing the city. You're quite right.
You lot hold the balance of power here, Councillor Mara Hendren from the Lands Party. What are you going to do?
Well, Stephen, I'm very glad to have the opportunity to put the Alliance Party position on this issue before the public. In 2002, an EQIA on this flying of the flag of the City Hall was called for, and at that time the recommendation was that the flag should fly on designated days. The Alliance Party, supported by the PUP at that time, were the only parties who supported that and voted for it. Of course, it was defeated. And then in 2011, there was another call for an EQIA. The result of that EQIA and the recommendation came back the same as before, that the flag should fly over the City Hall on designated days only, and the position of the Alliance Party has not changed. Now, if other parties change their position, that's a matter for them. But the Alliance Party position has remained firm and will remain so. We were formed to create a better society in Northern Ireland, to create better relations. And the good relations policy of the City Hall, the good relations plan, which was agreed by all parties, that we would provide better leadership with strong, fair and together leadership. And that is what we want. We hold the balance of power, not always this nicest place to be. We have difficult decisions to make, but we don't make them at the behest of either side of the House or either side of the chamber in the City Hall.
Okay, here's Kathleen this morning. Morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Stephen. Just that lady there, should not realise that we are part of the United Kingdom and should be proud to fly our flag every day, every single day. I cannot put a flag out even at the 12th of July in case I get stones thrown at my house. I'm part of the United Kingdom. I don't go down south and complain about tricolour flying. I go to other countries. I don't complain to them that I have to cover my back, I have to cover my knees, whatever. This is part of the United Kingdom. And the flag should be flown with pride.
Yes.
You know, you go to America, nearly every garden has the flag flying in their garden. And we're not allowed to fly it proudly. This is just them moving in slowly, slowly, taking a wee bite, slowly, slowly, until they've got everything they want.
Can I respond to that?
Yes, very quickly,
please. The Alliance Party recognises the position of Northern Ireland within the United Kingdom. The Good Friday Agreement, Belfast Agreement, whatever agreement you want to call it, recognises that. And we recognise that the Union flag is the flag of Northern Ireland, not the tricolour or any other flag. So I would like to see the Union flag flown with respect in every part of our city. Now, that doesn't happen, I'm afraid. But over the City Hall, the recommendation is that it should fly with pride and respect on the designated.
Okay, Jim. Morning,
why,
Jim.
Why not every day?
Morning, Jim.
Every day.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jim.
Stephen, you talk about a cold house for unionism. This is just Sinn Féin at their work again. And they continually, if you remember Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness, both saying about the, putting the horn of friendship about the unionists. Well, I would like to know what was in that horn, because you can rest assured the community that I come from do not accept the taking away of our flag from any of its places. Now, the belittled, the foolishness of this country through barges and through every single thing. And your earlier statement, Stephen, annoyed me slightly, because we've had young lads going on foreign fields and all over the world, dying for this flag, dying for the flag of their country. And it's the flag of your country. And for someone to turn around and say, and try and make little of it, there's larger nylon and cold graves because of their love and their belief of what they fought for Britain. So at the end of the day, it's not a small issue, it's a big issue. It's a very big issue within the community I come from. And so for some people to try and make it out that it's a little issue, it's very, very small in their head.
Do you not think it should be, do you not think that Northern Ireland should be capable of sorting it out, of reaching compromise, of reaching agreement, rather than this constant standoff over flags?
Stephen, we're compromised out as a people. We are absolutely compromised out. What more can we do other than say, OK, let's just go in the United Ireland? Because every solitary time you put the radio on, it's Sinn Féin digging at the culture that belongs to us. If it's not bars, if it's not the loyal orders, if it's not parades, it's got something to do with our Britishness. And it's been eroded every single day that we speak. And it's high time the union parties of all descriptions in Northern Ireland got together and seen what was happening. Now, Sinn Féin are doing it massively, and no harm to the Alliance Party. The Alliance Party can't see through the fog that's being laid in front of them. And my opinion of the Alliance Party is they're just Republicans on a different colour. And they will.
Hold on. I'm sure the Alliance Party, obviously. Well, stop. The Alliance Party would not be happy with that comment whatsoever. Mara, do you want to respond?
Certainly, I'm not happy with that comment at all. But the funny thing is that we get that from the unionist side of the House, but we also get it from the Republican nationalist side, that we're always siding with the unionists. So, you know, we maybe we're doing something right. We are working very hard to create good community relations for everybody in this city. We want this city to be the great city that it once was.
Okay. Jim McFay, do you want to respond to what Jim Wilson's just said?
People should get real about it, Stephen. The city's coming down with flags. We've got red, white and blue curbstones. I mean, we don't need to fly a flag in a way that defends a city that excludes people. Our suggestion is that we fly a civic flag, a flag that can unite everyone in the city, or we fly no flag at all. Let's be clear, Stephen. Look, listen, we're not as British as Finchley. This isn't the British home counties. We do have a shared history, there's no doubt, but we have very different allegiances. Half of this city hold an Irish passport and have a different allegiance. Now, I know that some unionists want to ignore that reality. They want to wish it would go away, but it isn't going to go away. And it's worth reminding people, Stephen, we have had two equality impact assessments carried out recently, one in relation to the flag and one in relation to the memory.
Okay,
Jim
Wilson.
Both of those found, Stephen, that there was a significant imbalance within the City Hall.
Jim Wilson?
Stephen, in Birmingham, the black people in Birmingham are in greater numbers on the white people. Do they turn around and then to say that they don't want to see a union jack? No, they don't. And as far as that, I don't know who it is.
It's not got to do with it.
Person is there. But as far as I'm saying, we're more British than some other places in England. You can rest assured, because we've had to fight and die for to keep that Britishness here.
Stephen, I've been in.
Let me bring in Ernie. Hold on. Morning, Ernie.
And the way it's flowing.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, Stephen. I just want to say one thing. See your politicians there. Is there any chance he is leaving your phones and when doing a day's work? Because I'm telling you what, hey, we're fed up listening to you. You're voted in to do a job. Do a job. Example, last week we were talking on the radio about you had something like 400 million. I can't remember the figures. First year, you didn't spend anything because you were arguing about how to spend it. Second year, you didn't spend anything. You were arguing how to spend it. Now they're saying you're going to hand back 27 million. Let me tell you something, friend. I am sitting here clawing with my fingernails to save my house. Now, I was across the border last night. I seen tricolours. I don't give a monkeys. Listen to the people, will you, then? Get off your backside and stop your crap. Excuse my language. That's all I have to say, Stephen.
Why are you fighting to save your house? What's happened?
I'm not working at the moment. And I am managing to pay my mortgage each month. And it's leaving me very little. You know what I mean? I'm clawing. And these people are sitting there getting, what, 40, 50, 60 grand a year. And they're sitting going about a couple of flies. Wake up. I'm fed up listening to you. The whole lot of it. And they can't even decide how to spend millions. I went across the border yesterday. And what he could, you see the roads and all down there. They're lovely. You know, mate. The tricolour didn't offend me. This is Britain we live in. Fly the flag. If you go to Rome, do what the Romans did.
Stephen, can I just come in there, please?
Go ahead.
Stephen, I just want to make a point that, you know, this situation, the gentleman's quite right. I understand his frustrations, absolutely. You know, there's a huge job of work to be done in working class areas, and my party work day and daily to try and address these issues, as other parties do as well, to be fair. But, you know, the situation is this. This is an attempt by Sinn Féin. You talk about Martin McGuinness and what happens at Stormont. McGuinness welcomed Her Majesty the Queen when she came to this city. But unfortunately, the leadership of Sinn Féin in the City Hall don't have that type of vision. They're not giving that type of leadership. Make the point earlier, and I make it again, this is being whipped up on the response of a few people, some of whom are Sinn Féin members complaining about the flag. With the issue last year where the former Lord Mayor refused to present a certificate to a cadet because he was one of Her Majesty's cadets.
All right.
No, just let me finish. The vast majority of the people going in and out of City Hall, a survey conducted, most Catholics, 56% of Catholics going in and out of City Hall, said the flag was an issue.
Okay.
You need to catch yourselves on, wise up, and let the flag fly,
William,
because
you.
This is a city which is a regional capital of the United Kingdom,
William, thank
and the capital
you.
Of Northern Ireland.
Thank you very much indeed. Jim, thank you. Mara, thank you.